Welcome everyone to the official podcast. It's the same for men here with a special man friend. You'll know him as Chris Topher Oni. Go ahead and introduce yourself, my friend.
Hey everybody.
There he is in all, all of his glory.
I can't. Yeah, sorry. I couldn't help but make a silly voice. And now Chris will introduce himself.
Hey, I'm a boy. What's up?
All right. There it is. That's his whole introduction.
Thank you.
Nice. Thank you.
Simple
enough. Let's move on to the topics of the day.
Mm-hmm. That should be all the cred we need, so you can leave now.
Okay.
We're famous.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Can you send in DiCaprio on your way out? He's been waiting a little while.
Call me a stinky loser on the way in.
Really?
Well, sounds DiCaprio doesn't lie.
That's fucked
up. He's power hungry.
Are you making up stories about Academy Award winner Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah, no, it's hard-hitting facts.
Oh, shit. He's got facts and evidence and shit.
That brings me to... I was going to kick it off with a question, unless you'd like to.
No, I was going to say, let's move on to the questions.
I mean, we can fight over asking a question if you want.
No, Charlie, please, by all means, ask your question.
Yeah, I've been writing down questions a lot recently, because I'm really tired of just asking the same questions to every different guest, so now I've kind of more closely asked questions relating to the guest. So, Chris.
It's going
to
be sports.
Different guests.
Yes, yeah. Sir.
Yeah, I usually relate the questions to different kind of guests.
Huh.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Chris, as a man who likes to make cartoons, and as a man who likes to make silly voices on the internet, what is your opinion on sports? Which sports do you follow? Which
God
do you like?
Fucking damn it.
I mean, that was obvious, but I'd still like it.
Slip and slides? I don't know.
That's a good one. No one's talking about bobsliding or sledding or whatever it's called.
I mean, not even he talked about it.
So let's all go ahead.
The bigger the mountain, the bigger the slip and slide, the bigger the jump into the big swimming pool. Those are the good sports.
So, Chris, pride. As a child, did you own the slip and slide Super Geyser?
Oh. I did not. I've always dreamed.
I had it. It was a blatant ripoff of advertising. It was a piece of shit. Like, you remember those commercials where you'd have the volcano screaming at the children, being like, slip and slide, Super Geyser.
Super Geyser, yeah.
Yeah, and then the kids were like, whoa, dude, look, fuck. And then they'd slide and slip, and then I bought it as a kid, and it barely fucking slid half the time, and the rest of it was just, you had a tiny little sprinkler shit at the end that barely did anything.
Did you slip?
Not true at all, man.
Okay,
did you slip or slide?
Yeah,
well,
did you have one, Charlie?
Charlie, did you have one? Yeah. Well, then please provide your rebuttal.
Well, I mean, I guess yours was set up shittily, or you got a malfunctioning one. The one I had like this cool little tube around it that was like blue, and then at the end there was a giant pool with the sprinkler, and it was really cool.
See, those are the good ones.
Yeah, that one was cool as shit, man.
Maybe I had a different one, or you had a different one then. I don't know.
One of
sounds like we didn't have the same toy.
I had a top.
Yeah, maybe my parents did lie. They just rolled out some plastic wrap and tied the hose to the end of it and said, hey, I got it.
Slide
hey,
into the hose.
Slide on in, son.
What you do is you line up like 20 bin liners, spray it down with a hose, then you flip down there.
Ooh.
I like that.
Yeah, that's a slip and slide right to the ER, baby.
Yeah, and you hold a bag open at the end, you fly into it.
Oh,
Brandis. Who's holding the bag?
Yeah, Santa.
My dad. My dad and my uncle.
Just I thought you said a dad, like a non-specific dad.
Yeah, my new dad.
What's his name?
I don't know, but he slings you up over his shoulder and he slaps you down onto a stump. He knocks you out.
Like Jason with the sleeping bag.
Yeah, he puts you in the bag and he slaps you down. Then you're firewood.
Jesus Christ, what a process. Yeah, good God.
That's Ireland for you.
That's not that Super Geyser I know and love.
So, okay, that can lead to a question. We had an Irish guest on before, right? Or am I drunk?
What? Oh, what? That green dude.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
That was Jacksepticeye. He is Irish.
Oh, yeah, that loser.
I want to make sure.
Yeah.
Good
so,
Lord,
Chris,
how embarrassing.
Yeah.
Jackson, please cut it out trying to remember who that was.
I didn't know if he was Irish or Scottish or what. I didn't want
to That stays in case you don't remember. He was kind of snarky to us last time, so I want him to be all riled up for the next time he comes back.
Ooh.
For round 3 with Kaya?
Yeah.
So, Chris, since everyone in Ireland knows each other, I guess the first question would be, do you know Jacksepticeye?
I do. He's a lovely man.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, my thesis is proved every single day. And the follow-up question is, what do you miss about Ireland?
I don't know. The cold weather. It's really fucking, it's like hot now. I don't like
Where do you live now?
Put ice under your balls.
I mean, that's a good way to take a picture because it shrinks your balls down and makes them look cute.
No, that's not what travel you want. Sized. You want low hanging cheese string intimidating bull balls.
The big meaty balls. Ones.
But I live in Los Angeles where it's very hot now.
So what? Okay, why Los Angeles? What do you like about Los Angeles?
Yeah, that's not an island.
Yeah. I got a lot of friends here, and they're all very nice.
Oh.
And it's got good internet, so that's nice, too.
Yeah, well, name three friends. I've got more.
Nah. I got
Pets
Fred.
Friends.
Fred, Fred, huh? Yeah, Fred, George. This guy. George, he says, uh-huh.
Ron.
Oh, Ron, yeah, a fake name.
They're Harry Potter characters.
Exactly, they're fake. Harry Potter's not real, Chris. They're not your actual friends.
What the fuck do you know, stupid?
So
you haven't seen what I've seen.
All right, Chris, you've been invited to Hogwarts, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you're invited to Hogwarts, and when you get there, you notice that everything is as it is in the movies, except Harry Potter is played by Hugh Jackman. What do you do? Harry. No, Harry, his deaf cousin from across the lane is there.
Middle Eastern Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Nobody would bully him no more. Draco Malfoy would be horny now instead. Fuck me, you filthy mudblood.
Harren Potter.
Harren Potter, yes.
There's some hair
fisherman.
In my Potter.
Oh, no. Jackson, you haven't said anything this whole podcast. Why don't you speak up?
Yeah, what's
Harry
your
Potter's
problem?
A good movie. I don't know. I'm just really nervous around new people.
Why?
I'm a nice person. Look at me. Look at my icon. What do you see?
I don't trust the Irish. That's just... No, your icon's just blank to me. Is that blank to everyone else?
So it's relatable.
I don't think it shows up until you add people as contacts, Chris.
I forget what my icon is, even.
It's Homer Simpson.
Oh, is that because you use Discord instead of Skype?
No, I use Skype, but...
Oh, wow.
That's the first time that's ever happened. Why?
Yeah.
Why do you use Skype?
I have both. I like certain things about both of them. I like the simplicity
of Skype.
You
like feeling
like a
giant piece of shit while you use Skype? It's not simplistic.
I like being able to add people with one word rather than look up their fucking specific fucking capital letter code every fucking time.
Yeah,
okay?
that is a good
point.
All
right, I'll give Skype that. You're right. I'll give Skype that.
Oh, look at this.
We've just been having this running debate between Charlie being a troglodyte from the 7th century wanting to use Skype forever. And everyone in the rest of the world liking Discord more.
I also like logging into Skype but not seeing a force meme every time. We're preparing your Doge pictures. Ha ha ha.
Another thing I hate about Discord, yeah.
It's actually
true. We're over here at Discord. Look at our troll face.
We're so wacky constructing pylons.
We're relatable.
Wow.
Preparing for the raid with your clanmates, pouncing noobs.
Working up courage to talk to girl, lol.
Shooting the school.
Whoa.
Shooting up the school. Loading a clip.
Sliding on the trench coat.
I don't know why Discord is catering specifically to gamers when it's a software that could be used by everyone in every industry.
Yeah, they really dug their own grave with that one.
I mean, it's supposed to be the replacement for shit like TeamSpeak and Ventrilo. So
at this point, they could easily replace shit like Slack and all the rest and Skype.
Excuse me, Slack?
What the fuck is Slack?
Yeah, really,
Slack's massive.
Never Slack heard of is it. Discord for grown-ups.
Really?
Is that their
slogan? Could be Discord if they didn't focus on being a fucking Warcraft TeamSpeak thing.
Have you guys ever heard of text messages?
Ooh.
Those things are up and coming.
On the
cell phone.
Emojis? They had their own movie.
Yeah, what? You can do that.
That's true. So when you're playing games, do you just text frantically your friends that you're playing with?
I haven't really played games much lately.
Oh.
Like, except for, like, recording them. But they're all games I played as a kid, so I haven't really played much new games.
So that can be a question. So what is it about new games that aren't really drawing your interest that the old ones have?
I don't know. Okay, it's very specific. I like simplistic games with like pretty much just a few mechanics, like Tetris or whatever, right? Or I like linear shooters like Half-Life. Mm-hmm. And a lot of new games are big open games that they don't really tightly design stuff. They just put you in a world.
First person I've heard say they prefer linear shooters than open world.
See, that's the thing.
The first thing people bitch about.
Yeah, no, I used to prefer open worlds when I was like growing up. I'm like, this is more fun. There's more things to do. But now it seems like even though the world is open, there's less things to do and it's mm-hmm. less designed mm-hmm. in that respect. So I don't know.
Yeah. Well, open world was the fad for the last few years. Every single series had an open world installment or was coming out with one.
No one really ever adds new, actual fun mechanics. It's always the same mechanics over and over and over. Just like
go
run
up
around,
this tower.
Shoot. Yeah, I don't know. There's no fun toys built into games that much anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I like RuneScape so much. It takes everything good about games and doesn't do it, but somehow it's still fun.
RuneScape should hire better, programmers and designers, and I feel like there's a site for that, but I can't remember its name.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you'll remember it, but in the meantime, let's talk about ZipRecruiter.
Okay. What is it?
Well, it conveniently is a place where you can post your job and also find and recruit people for jobs. So, Chris, you're a handsome boy, right?
Yeah.
And when you want to find other handsome people, you go to ZipRecruiter, right? Because they have the most handsome candidates.
Yeah. You just give them a ZipRecruiter.
There's our rating endorsement.
That's what they call it over there. It's instead of giving a like, it's just giving a zip.
Give it a zip.
Yep. Give it a zip.
Give him a zip. Give him two.
I like that.
Yeah.
They should hire us.
The thing is, though, you could spend your time on, inconvenient and cumbersome job sites. But the thing is, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. And in fact, over 80%, it's a big number, that's like four-fifths or something, of jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get qualified candidates in just 24 hours. That's also a big number. That's like one day.
So find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results.
And a lot of people who are looking for jobs. If you're looking for a job, you don't have to go to 1,000 different sites to upload your CV on each one differently in PDF form or type it in every time or copy it into 100 different fields. You can just go to ZipRecruiter.com.
ZipRecruiter.com/official.
Yeah.
ZipRecruiter.com/official.
If you're anything like me and sometimes look for artists for a cartoon you've been wanting to make for a long time and you go on DeviantArt and they just tell you your show is a shitty idea and then charge you $3,000 per page, you could probably find better rates on ZipRecruiter. And going on there now, you get the promo code official and help find yourself some less pretentious artists today.
We should literally do that, actually.
I'm genuinely considering it, Kai, ever since I found out about ZipRecruiter, because I'm so tired.
Because we can't go to ZipRecruiter.com/official, we can post our job for free. Let's do that.
I want to, because genuinely, I've been...
Deviant art asshole.
Actual endorsements, folks.
For like the last 2 months of me pitching hard turbo to deviant artists, I've been told the idea's bad, and that the art I was looking for would cost like $4,000 per portrait.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, thankfully on this episode, we have a world-renowned famous Let's Player who also occasionally once does a cartoon every couple days. So why don't you push your idea on Chris and see what he says?
Yeah, tell me, baby.
Well, it's super duper secret.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
Well, I mean, for a little while now, Kai and I have been working on this show/webcomic that we've pretty much written the whole Bible for this script for the show. It's called Hard Turbo. It's going to redefine everything you know about entertainment.
Okay.
Yeah. That's it in a nutshell.
That's all we can tell you without
pitch?
An NDA.
Yeah, that's a terrible pitch, Charlie.
Your pitch stinks.
What are you talking? Like, Kai,
is that what you're telling
NDA?
These people?
It's
you're
under
supposed
NDA.
To say funny things.
Chris, I'm sorry you're not important enough, okay? We can't just tell you.
Jesus. God,
you have connections in the industry. You could just steal the idea.
Yeah, is Leonardo still waiting? Tell him to bring Steven Spielberg in.
Listen... Listen, Chris, if you want the job, just go to ZipRecruiter, find us there, apply for the job.
Fine, I'll try.
Don't worry, though. ZipRecruiter's going to find him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So go there, make a profile, and if you're worthy.
Using their patented four-way job system.
Try and keep the name of the show on the lowdown. We report directly to the NSA, and we don't want it getting out like that.
I feel you. I'm sorry for even suggesting anything.
Paul Manafort had let slip the name the other day in the press meeting. We had him raided.
Yeah.
It wasn't the fucking FBI. It was,
he got swatted.
I promise I'll be good. I promise.
Thank you, Chris.
I can trust him.
So, Chris.
For now.
Speaking of failed DeviantArt projects, what I guess. What,
it's not failed.
Christ, okay. Yeah, that was rude as hell.
Fuck you.
Okay, speaking of projects, there, I generalized it. Can you let us in on the lowdown of something you might be working on right now?
I'm working on two shows. I'm at the same stage you guys are. One of them I've storyboarded quite a bit, but every time
show.
Yes, okay, I failed.
Ooh.
I'm banished. I can't come back to Japan. Fucking... I'm working on writing one show, and I'm working on storyboarding another, and I'm working on music for a game.
Ooh.
And if you don't like it, then leave me be.
Oh, what a shitty pitch. What game? What show?
It's a big game on the PlayStation 4.
Is it actually?
Oh, Christ, that's a lot better than our pitch already, Kaya.
Whatever.
Fuck. He's already on the fourth one. Yeah, you guys were making the Hard Turbo game for PlayStation 2.
Yeah, Christ, we're back 10 years.
Holy fuck! More than that.
Did you have the dev kit?
No.
Well, then you're not cool like me.
Oh, you have the dev kit?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking rad.
I wish I didn't pitch Hard Turbo in front of him now.
This is a fucking big shot.
Good lord.
pretty epic, you guys. Okay.
So that brings me to a question. Which do you find yourself enjoying more? Because you've kind of put your wiener into a lot of different areas between, you know, doing video game stuff, like I wouldn't really call them Let's Plays, cartoons, writing.
Doesn't meet your standard?
What do you, yeah, really.
It's not exactly Let's Plays.
It's literally called Oni Plays.
Yeah, I do Let's Plays.
Yeah,
I do
shut up, Charlie.
It's just a negative word, God damn it! I don't like to use the word Let's Plays, and I was doing him the kindness of not saying it.
I'm not offended, but I don't care. It's like, I like doing stuff that's fun to me, so sometimes I'll be storyboarding, then I'll probably get sick of that for a week, so I'll go back to do music, and I'll get sick of that, and then every week, for one day, we record videos just to kind of pay the bills and stuff, and it's fun. I like playing games with Ding Dong and Julian. They're like, you know, some of the funnest guys, so it all works out pretty fun.
So you'd
they
say
sound
you
like it.
Love all of it equally as much, then there's not something you prefer more than the other?
I like coming up with ideas for cartoons. I honestly don't like animating them that much. It is very satisfying to animate something that you think looks good and you can watch it forever, and it's a really nice feeling, but to be honest, the slog of like getting through a scene like that is like really, really draining. And I like writing the ideas and I like writing the stories and I like seeing it all to come together. But I kind of wish the process was faster.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As for That's music, I like doing music like when I'm feeling in the mood for it. It's also not something I would like to do with all my time. And Let's Playing is definitely not something I want to do with all my time. I just do it because it's like, I don't get any actual like gratification or not gratification. I don't get any satisfaction for fucking like, you know, doing it. It's just a fun thing to do and to take my mind off stuff for one day out of the week. If I was doing it all the time, I'd get very drained.
So do you think one way you kind of motivate yourself through all these things, are you just, you look for challenges or things that are new and different to do as opposed to kind of...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I found that, like, I'm not having fun if I'm not learning something new. If, mm-hmm. if I'm not learning anything at all, then it's like, there's no point.
Yeah. I think you and I are really similar in that way of viewing stuff, because for a very long time, whenever I would want to edit videos, I just sit down and not do it. I just stare at the fucking program and be like, wow, this Here it is, just the same shit. And then now that I've switched to using Premiere, which I've never used before ever, I'm suddenly having a ton of fun editing stuff because I'm just relearning all these simple things and how it operates. Yeah.
And you're picking up new stuff too.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
What did you use before?
I used to use Vegas. Mm. Which, I mean, it was fine. A lot of people give it guff. They give it.
I love Vegas.
It's fine. It works. It's pretty simple if you want to do really simple things in it.
Yeah, but it's really good to shit out a video with.
I guess if you're mentioning like good software for people to start out with, I just today found out that Avid, the same company that makes Pro Tools, also offers Media Composer, which is apparently also a video editor, but it's free.
Yeah, there are some good sort of free stuff. Ones out there too. Yeah, I mean Vegas
Windows
is
Movie Maker.
You got to get that blue background, white text intro title card or nothing.
Nothing makes me feel more at home than accidentally finding a Windows Movie Maker video on YouTube.
Oh, same from 8 or 9 years ago. They're comforting.
Do you also immediately scroll down to see what year it was uploaded in?
Yeah.
That you just see 09.
Oh, and it feels so good. I can't even do that
anymore, can you? Like,
it feels special. Oh, I found an old video. It's not a Let's Play, it's an old cheesy music video with lyrics.
Who knew by searching Naruto AMVs I'd find one?
Oh, if you want the fast track to finding old Windows Movie Maker things, type in RuneScape music video.
Oh my god.
That's not even because I'm one of the best RuneScape players in the game right now, but everything from like 06 and 07 on YouTube was predominantly like RuneScape music videos.
Wow.
It was dominated by it back then.
One of my favorite things to do is go on YouTube, search any word, and then sort by date and just see what you find, because like the very last videos that were uploaded, you'll see. So you can sort something like respect, and then you'll sort by date, and then you'll just see people being like, I don't get enough respect. Ugh! Like that kind of shit. And it's really funny.
That's the whole video.
Yeah, what does the date have to do with that? That sounds like that would happen every day.
Someone it does. That's why it's fun.
He's saying you sort it by like not relevance or by their algorithms. You just go by like the
last thing that was uploaded.
Yeah.
So you'll find these like things with zero views, being like, my sister's mean to me.
Yeah.
Maybe used that trick for porn.
The shit that flies under the radar. Is what he said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh god. Yeah. Did anyone else back when YouTube had the new option where you could see every single new video being uploaded? Did any of you ever peruse that?
I think maybe a couple times.
I think I might have brought this up on an episode before, but that shit was the wild, wild west of the internet for me. Like I was too afraid to go anywhere like with actual like scary or hardcore stuff or porn. But I wasn't too afraid to just click new, and film and animation when that category was prospering. Every single new video uploaded under that category was porn of one variation or the other.
Nice.
I was afraid to click on it, but I clicked on one of them and I'll never forget it. It was a Russian video and I couldn't understand the title, but it was a girl with a giant purple dildo and the camera right next to her vagina, and she squirted on the camera guy and he broke his camera. That's something I'll never forget as long as I live.
You just broke it?
Yeah.
Charlie, you
disgusted.
You may have witnessed the first YouTube prank video.
In its infancy. Gotcha. The old squirt prank.
Squirt on. My vagina can do this.
Why'd he break it? He just got disgusted and threw his camera on the floor.
I mean, he didn't like spike it like a touchdown.
No!
It's corrosive squirting material.
But what is she? She's a fucking xenomorph from Alien? Burning his skin.
I can't speak for him, but it's not like he meant to. It's just it got in his face and stood up and started wiping his eyes vigorously, and the camera fell. It's an expensive camera.
Oh man, that's my least favorite thing is seeing cameras getting broke.
I thought you were gonna say getting squirt juice in your eyes.
that's okay, whatever. Just can't stand the cameras.
Such a waste of good tech.
So if you got it in your eyes, you'd be like, oh, protect my cameras. Oh.
I always see videos of dudes standing on like the side of like a harbor, and then a big wave comes over and destroys their cameras, and they get really sad.
Oh. Yeah, I at that point, I feel like they deserve it.
That's true.
How dare they stand next to the ocean?
But people who bring their any sort of technology into hazardous environments and then they lose it, it's completely on you.
That's true.
Like when you're on a roller coaster and you're fucking on your phone browsing tweets rather than having fun and you just drop it, you deserve it.
Like, I think it's just me being selfish, being like, I wish I could have had the camera rather than he break it.
Oh, well, yeah.
That's the cutest thing I've ever heard.
It's an entirely different aspect, of course.
Yeah.
I get that way anytime. I used to watch those old school cheesy, we're breaking the new iPad 7. We're going to skateboard with the iPad 7 and break it and put it in a blender.
That
you dick, like a poor Turkish kid could have used that.
I have a friend who it's mostly related. When the first iPhones were ever coming out, I had a friend who he worked for a tech startup and he waited in line and was like camped out like third in line to get one so he could break it open and look at what was inside. And he actually like cracked it next to the line and he got on the fucking news because everyone was so mad at him for it. Like there were like news people interviewing the line people and shit. And they decided to interview him and do a story on him because everyone in line was like, what the fuck are you doing?
Now it's common. That used to be a really big trend on YouTube where you'd go to like the PlayStation 3 launch and break it in front of everyone waiting.
Yeah. That used to be a prank or what?
No, it just used to be like one of those videos you'd see on YouTube, like breaking the PS3 in front of the crowd and stuff and shit like that.
Yeah, it's just something those guys are like, this will get me a lot of views.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Yeah, that's exactly why they do it.
It was the 3 a.m. of its day.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, how do you feel about those YouTube shitholes that spiral down into nothing of like, oh, don't do this at 3 a.m. or here's an epic prank of McDonald's food, haha.
Oh, just shitty prank channels?
Any of them. Like, any of the YouTube trends, are there any that you've actually enjoyed or gone down the rabbit hole on?
I can't. No, you know what? I really can't think of any.
What's honestly, your opinion on the state of YouTube at the moment?
It's awful. It's unbelievably terrible. I don't like anything about it. I used to like it when you could, like, customize your page and, like, make a shit ton of money from cartoons, but then they ruined it.
Well, I asked this, guess who did I ask? Was it Ross? With the Chris, do you ever consider just joining the dark side and making those Elsa and Mario cartoons? Those low-effort bullshit cartoons where you can make a buttload of money.
Or just porn. Just make
honestly,
porn animations.
Borderline porn parodies. Yeah.
I was like thinking about it, just being like, wow, I wonder how easy it would be to be like, I'm making like cartoons about Elsa and Spider-Man and shit like this. I guarantee you it would be so easy. But then the more you think about it, like there's all these kids out there watching these videos and they're like, wow, this is normal. And then these kids are going to grow up with the most fucked up minds and these videos are destroying them as people. And I don't understand how you could do it without feeling bad.
Your soul is hellbound for sure, but I'm just asking if you ever considered making that contract with the devil.
You're turning kids into fucking retards. I don't understand it.
But then you get a big paycheck and it's okay.
Yeah, you can wipe your tears with your fucking $100 bills.
I donate all this money to the children who I've destroyed.
And I'll enrich their lives by getting myself a jet ski.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest, sometimes I consider that, like, how difficult could it be to learn that? Maybe I should make low-effort videos of even live-action stuff where, like, Andrew, you could grab a camera and then we just teach children how to use dildos, like those people did on the trending page.
That's actually, a man who's against pedophiles.
What a monster he is. Yeah. Fucking, I know the video you're talking about where they're like, this is a dildo,
wait,
but you can't have it for Christmas. Don't even ask.
Yes, okay, that's what
this
I'm making
real
fun of.
As long as it's educational. Jesus. As long as it's educational.
This was a BuzzFeed-y kind of video.
How old are the kids? That
they're
makes
like
a
fucking
big difference.
Eight. Okay, they're like seven or eight.
That's no, don't do that.
No, wait, maybe
they
were like, maybe they were nine, but they were too young for this shit.
Mm-hmm. Was it sponsored by Bad Dragon or something?
I forget. It
was
something similar.
Liberal degeneracy.
Like, I get having the talk around that age, but don't fucking throw horse cocks at
them. It wasn't the talk. They're like, this is a dildo, but don't ask mama for one for Christmas. You're not getting one. It's like, shut up, you stupid fat old hag.
This is
mine. Kids don't want to see this.
It's a little sticky.
It's fucking disgusting.
I mean, welcome to YouTube of 2017.
God damn.
Do you guys remember in 2005, there used to be this whole what was trendy was watching atheists debate Christians. You guys remember that stuff? And there used to be like the big dogs, like, you know, besides the atheists, you had these theologists like William Lane Craig and Ken Ham, who built a life-size recreation of the Ark.
Yeah.
And they used to have these harebrained articles of like how the Earth is only 6,000 years old and all that stuff, creationism, evolution is a lie. And today I read an article on Slate, again, leftist magazine. Literally the title is Why Science Isn't Truth.
Ugh.
And also, hang on, I have this like in front of me. You guys are going to like this fucking headline.
Science is stupid.
Science is
literally. No, literally, this was their argument, and it was in defense of Google firing the guy. Here's the headline. Evolutionary psychology is as terrible as you suspect. The rest of science is flawed, too. So I don't know who was suspecting evolutionary science of being bad, but...
How in the ever-loving fuck can you shoot down a metaphysical concept with such gumption?
That's like you're reading
books and you're like, nonfiction books are bad, all of them. They're just garbage. They don't know bad things. Doesn't make
any sense.
Here's
the other half of the headline is stop equating science with truth.
God forbid that happen.
This is about the fucking... You'd think this was written in like the 1950s or something by a creationist who's arguing against whatever, like the earth being round. And this is what boggles
so
my
glad.
Mind.
I'm so glad that's back, that now it's a debate on whether or not the world is round. We're going full circle now. We're
full round.
Oh, flat earthers are the best.
What surprises me is that people are shocked by that. Like, oh, can you believe there's people who think the earth is round? How crazy is that? Meanwhile, the same people are running Google, apparently.
Yeah.
Literally.
We should turn that into a social justice debate on whether or not calling the earth round is acceptable.
Oh, dude, I'm telling you, it's racist. Somehow. Round
It's not fair to YouTube animators.
Women have boobs, boobs are round, therefore a round earth implies the earth is female, you sexist. Can I write for Slate now, or HuffPo?
You're hired.
Can I get my verification on Twitter for this?
Oh, speaking of which, a little update on Twitter verification. If anyone follows that uphill battle, my recent verification request included that I am a gender issues poet. So fingers crossed I'll get the check mark this time.
You actually might.
They keep declining me too.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's because I say dirty words. Oh, no.
Well, it's not because dirty words.
Yeah. That's not
it's because
the issue.
I'm a filthy bastard, okay?
That's what it is.
That is what it is.
They had a boardroom meeting about it. He says too many filthy words.
Charlie, just get progressively more lefty. Like, do you have pink hair dye?
Gets it, man.
I'm not joking.
I'm testing the waters here first. If they start to budge a little bit when I say I'm a gender issues poet, then I'll take it to the next level.
I mean, the galls on fucking Twitter to verify a guy who calls himself Beyonce Professor. But not a guy who has 100,000 followers. Yeah, nobody knows who you are, Charlie.
Charlie, what's going to happen is you're going to email them and say you're a gender poet, and they'll finally give you interest and say, oh yeah, which gender?
They're
going to say, okay,
show
us your poem about gender.
Oh, I can make a poem on the spot. Are you fucking kidding me? That's easy. I wouldn't care about that. I can even link them my Genghis Swan poetry if they'd like. But the point being is I don't think they even check that much, so I should be fine.
I don't know. They might just have blacklists at this point. Some professor at the Stanford University, where else, of course, openly admitted that he keeps blacklists of people so he doesn't hire them.
There's got to be a Twitter blacklist where if they find one thing 100%. You've done, you're just on the list forever not to get verified. I guarantee it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you get shadow banned and all that stuff. So, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course there is. So you might never be verified, Charlie, I'm afraid.
It's fine. I'm going to keep trying. Pretty soon, my entire Twitter bio and page will resemble something you'd find on a Tumblr activist thing. But anyway, for Chris, the question I wanted to ask you is about the PS4 title you were mentioning. Is there anything you'd like to share about that? Any exciting news?
Oh, it's being made by Tom Fulp, Jeff, and Corey from Newgrounds.
Is it Pit People?
No, it's called Nightmare Cops.
Oh.
Okay. And those boys are working on it really hard, and it looks really good. And they let me do some of the music and a few voices for it, and I'm blown away by how like much work they're putting into it. Looks really, really great. So it's being made by Newgrounds.com, and I guess it's under the Behemoth as well. The guys who made, like, Tom Fult made, like, Castle Crashers. And
yeah, I'm a huge Behemoth fan of his work.
They're doing Pit People right now, right?
That's Dan Paladin's team. So and, like, Stamper and other people are doing that one. So while they're doing that, Tom, Jeff, Corey, and a bunch of dudes working at the office are working on Nightmare Cops.
So the art style for Cops is going to be kind of different from the normal Paladin stuff we see in Castle Crashers and all that, I'm guessing.
It's completely different. Like, I don't know if you've ever seen Johnny Utah's art.
I have.
He did, like, if you remember Tankman on Newgrounds, it's that kind of stuff.
Okay. I also threw dynamite in his horse with Swain in Red Dead Redemption.
I can't. It's perfect.
Those were fun times.
You are the famous man Swain talks about, okay? Oh, man. Can we just talk about Swain for 1 minute?
Yeah, sure.
Just one minute of Swain. He's a 6'4" beautiful man who's beautiful and perfect in every way, and he spends his time trolling people. That's all he is. It's the funniest shit to me.
Yeah.
He's got like a lovely wife and a lovely home, and he's doing very well, and that's all he'll ever be to me, is this big fucking troll.
He's a nice boy that I need to talk to more often.
When he came on here, that's what he said his biggest dream was, pretty much, was just to keep griefing in games and shit.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I love him. He's one of my best.
I can share this behind-the-scenes story, I guess, since you'll know him too, Chris. I was at his house in Miami. So the way that I met him is he roomed with my brother. They were roommates.
Oh, wow.
And so I went down to Miami to visit him, and I hung out with him a lot because I was literally 17 years old, and I was like, oh my god, this guy makes cartoons and plays games and is a fucking dork, I love it. And I would just hang out with him a lot. And this is when Left 4 Dead, the first one, had come out. And he was like, all right, Andrew, I'm going to teach you how to grief in Left 4 Dead. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, so you go on a team and you try to find teams who are doing expert, where like friendly fire does like half their health, and you just accidentally shoot them every so often.
Genius.
And he would just join teams. They're like looking for fourth. We want to do the whole campaign. He's like, hey guys, yeah, I've got a bunch of hours and I already beat it with my friends. Let's do it. And he would just try his best to just sneakily kill all other people on the team. He was on the rooftops level, and it was him and another guy, and he accidentally shot him down. And he's like, what the fuck? You shot me. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry, man. I'll go get you. And then he just runs off the roof and kills himself.
He's such an asshole.
It was really entertaining.
Yeah, he has it down to an art. It's amazing.
And then he goes on mic and he's like, I'm sorry guys, I fucked up. It was very entertaining.
Hopefully he never does that with PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, otherwise he'll get banned.
Oh, yikes. Yeah, you don't want to be doing that on those.
There's another company run by fucking babies.
No, oh, really?
Oh, do you keep up with PlayerUnknown at all?
I mean, I played it for a while, and I enjoyed it to the point where I was like, this would be a very good game if the game didn't encourage you to just sit in the ditch and snipe.
Yeah.
Like, because it doesn't seem like you can really win the game if you actually try and get out and fight people, because it doesn't seem very... It just doesn't seem like it works very well. I don't know.
The problem with the formula is the more cautious you play, the better you do, but the more boring it is. And then the more you play... The more fun you have, but the more chance you have of just losing.
Having said that, watch us on Twitch. Play it.
Yeah, do it. We love it. It's a fucking great game. Kind of.
When it works. When the voice chat in the game fucking works. PlayerUnknown, if you're watching this.
When Battlegrounds is bad, it's boring, but when it's good, it's very, very good.
Agreed. And it's very fun having everyone sit on the plane at the beginning screaming at each other.
Oh, which is not there anymore because PlayerUnknown broke it.
The racial slurs, though, that I would hear as people jumped out were just the funniest.
Yeah, I feel like that's why they...
I loved it. Like, if taco was a racial slur, you'd just hear taco as they just parachute out. Oh, man.
They got rid of that?
Apparently.
Well,
it's just broken.
Oh.
Well, they claim, but...
They might have got rid of it.
I mean, to give you a recap real quick, Chris, is some big, actually really big-time streamer team killed someone on his stream. Just for fun.
Dr. Disrespect. No, are you telling the Dr. Disrespect story? It wasn't for fun.
Yeah, no.
He had a friend and wanted him in a vehicle, I think.
Okay, well, I mean, I wasn't trying to not mention him. I just forgot his name. But yeah, he team killed, regardless of whatever reason, and PlayerUnknown himself banned him and said, you can't do that in my game. No fun allowed. And this disrespect streamer person guy said, boy, I wish I could punch you. But, like, it was obviously a joke. He said something like, I wish I could karate chop you like an action man or whatever. And Player Unknown wrote this two-page Jeremiah ad on Twitlonger about how he once fell on his butt in kindergarten and he has never overcome his fear of fists or whatever, and how words can hurt and how words are violence.
Are you fucking serious?
I am. That's serious very serious story, this I am practically paraphrasing him. I don't remember the details, but he literally said, you don't know the impact words can have on violence, rhetoric, endangering people's lives and whatever.
And that just spawned the whole I fell on my bum and that hurts and I don't know.
Something like, yeah, I want to karate chop you or kick you. And he said, well, one time in college, someone hurt me. And that spawned the whole Player Unknown as a weenie.
Why does he make
weenie.
Violent games then? It sounds like you'd have PTSD every time he opens up the
testing.
Teaches
bullies a lesson, Jackson.
Yeah, he's Player Unknown. He smites his enemies.
Yeah.
PewDiePie actually came into the Twitter feed after he wrote this long whiny message and said, wow, it's almost like Dr. Disrespect played one of those violent video games you make.
I hope that someone threatens him with just more and more creative insults to find the line. Like, I'm going to bicycle kick you like Liu Kang. Like, does that set him off? I'm going to scissor kick you. Is that
probably
bad? I'm going to power bomb you like Goldberg. Is that bad?
That's the one.
Goldberg had the jackknife or the, what was it? He did
Goldberg
the spear.
Goldberg had the spear. Gold Dust, I think, had like a jerk off.
And then
or something.
Goldberg also had the suplex where he'd spin them into the ground. Do you remember that?
That was Booker T.
What are these?
No.
Like wrestlers, Wall Street Jews? What
Booker
is this?
T had the spinaroonie and the scissor kick.
You're right.
Goldberg had Goldberg had the spear, and then his finisher was he'd pick them up and then spin them around into a pin. It was called the something. It was called the I'm Goldberg and I never lose. I don't know.
That brings me to an interesting question. Then, Chris, did you ever, or do you still currently keep up with professional wrestling?
No, I've never been into it. I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Well, thank you for
you
apologizing.
You missed out.
And I feel like I did miss out. I had a friend who was obsessed with it, and I don't know. His whole family used to watch it as when I was very young, and he was very young. But his dad and his uncles would all sit down and watch it. And I'd just be like, it's fake. How could you all be watching it if it's fake? And the uncle was like, shut up. Nah! And he'd be like having real fun. So I just grew up kind of resenting it, being like, but it's fake. I don't get it.
I mean, that's like one of those classic insults that I've never gotten really is that it's fake.
I wasn't even
thing.
Trying to insult it. I just didn't understand how people could enjoy it since it was fake. And now I completely understand, but it's past its heyday for me now.
Damn.
I'd say give it a try. It's never too old to watch some old Attitude Era wrestling.
Oh, Attitude Era is the golden age of wrestling.
I don't think anything has made me laugh harder than watching professional wrestling. It's so bad. It's great.
It's so fucking great.
I like that kind of like shit. I like stuff that's so bad it's good. It's one of my favorites.
It's fantastic, especially when Ric Flair, the Nature Boy, gets involved. Then you're in for a good time.
Ric Flair fucking coughs in the ring and dust comes out. He's like 80 goddamn years old,
but he's still so jacked.
Yeah, you know, he's an incredible human. Like doing all that shit at the ripe old age of 92.
Yeah, I mean, he's still snorting coke off of like Vince McMahon's tits and shit. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Is he really that old?
He's super old. Let me see. How old is he now? And then we can do some backwards math. Ric Flair is 68, meaning when he was wrestling, he was in like his, I don't know, late 40s and 50s when he was really going hard.
Yeah.
He was an old, old man. Charlie, wait, I have breaking news. Charlie, Ric Flair in 2012 returned to the WWE.
Oh, you haven't seen the clip? Yeah, he's more senile now than ever.
Oh my god, I need to watch this.
Yeah.
This sounds amazing.
I don't know what the fuck's keeping him alive, but it's
he's
amazing.
He's a scarecrow they prop up on stilts and control via remote to the ring.
Yeah, he's just a puppet that the WWE tells to dance.
They just hang him from drones and fly him in.
When ratings are low, Vince McMahon goes, we need to open the book, and it's a necromancy spell that brings Ric Flair back.
Necronancy?
Exactly. He calls his fucking local shaman, Nancy, and says, Nancy, I need you to bring Ric Flair back. She dusts him off and wheels him to the ring.
Sounds like it would be the name of the bride in Chucky.
Necronancy sounds like a Halloween special for kids character.
I actually do want to ask you this, Jackson. You never really had anything that you actively followed or got in on the fandom of, did you?
Lego. No, not really.
Star Wars?
Lego, but that's...
Maybe Star Wars.
I would say Star
Childhood
Wars.
Childhood, and Star Wars.
That's fair.
Jackson, what brought you into the Star Wars world? What really encapsulated
I didn't really, interact with other fans or anything like that, so I wasn't really a part of the fandom. I just kind of, appreciate it from afar.
Message Jackson if you like Star Wars. Or Legos. That'll give you some fucking stalker serial killer fans.
Get him some friends.
It's not like a Venn diagram of people who like Star Wars and Legos. I feel like it's a dangerous territory.
Yeah. Don't insult Jackson. He's already embarrassed enough about Legos.
Sorry.
It's bad. It's become a crippling addiction.
I know.
I like it.
Jackson, so why you're not eating, are you spending all your money on Legos?
It scares me. You can eat Lego if you try hard enough.
I don't know.
Do they put that on the box?
They do the opposite. They say it's a choking hazard.
Oh. You know what they're trying to do? If you start choking, try harder.
Push it down.
Ugh.
It says 7 to 12 on the box.
I feel real smart when I finish one. It's like a jigsaw, but it's Star Wars jigsaws. Jigsaw? Is that it? Jigsaw puzzles?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound right to me.
No, it's that's jigsaw right.
Puzzles. Jackson has forgotten all other forms of puzzles.
It's only Legos now.
He sees the world in bricks.
Those are those flat Legos, aren't they? Those 2D Legos.
Those flat, jagged Legos.
Were you ever a Legos fan, Chris?
I had more Kinects as a kid than Lego. Oh,
that's my boy.
Hell yeah.
Those are the Ferris wheel ones, right?
Yeah.
Kinects were great.
They were the little white piece looked like a snowflake.
Yeah. The masterpiece, the 360 one. Hell yeah.
Yeah. I still like Kinects to this day.
What a nerd.
That's like, Chris, we can ask you one of our patented official questions that we ask every single guest.
Yes, how much do you jack off?
It was the actual question, yes.
How much do I jack off?
No, it's more so, do you have any interesting masturbatory stories?
Everyone's got some.
We've asked literally
I'm actually interested
every guest.
In knowing how many times you jack off, though, as well. So we'll work
for his own personal use.
For the longest time, it was twice a day. Ooh, for the last week, it's been zero because I got really busy this week.
Oh no!
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Sorry to get in the way.
If anyone wants to jack Chris off, let us know in tweet at him.
Go to www.savingprivateryan.com.
Watch the movie, and
jack
and
off
when
to
you're
it.
When you're done, you'll have come up with a way to jack Chris off.
I'm trying to think of a good jacking off story. I mean, there was times where people have walked in and stared me in the face while I had a blanket over me and had a full conversation with me as I'm, holding my hard dick in my hand, pretending that I'm not jacking off.
How do you pretend that you're not jacking off?
Do you think they knew? I feel like they would know.
I hope not. I'd just be, sitting up in bed, and I'd have a blanket over me because I didn't have a lock on my door. Someone would walk in and be like, Chris, blah, 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 and I'd be like, yeah, blah, 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 and then be like, okay, and then they close the door.
Did you have porn on in front of you or anything like that, or were you just jacking up to your imagination?
I grew up in fucking Ireland where the internet sucked ass, and I had to use my imagination.
Oh, that's awful.
That's why he's so creative now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Maybe.
He just keeps thinking, how would Harry Potter jack off?
Harren?
Yeah, Harren. It was Harren.
Harren Potter. Played by Hugh Jackman.
When I was going through that stage, I used to constantly be imagining it too, but not to jerk off, more or less just to have an erection. And I do it in public too. Did anyone else have that?
Wait, back up.
Do it in public?
No, not only in public, but I always thought the standard way that a man should have a penis is when it was hard. So when I was still in seventh or eighth grade, I just sit at my desk and I just think about boobies and buttholes, vaginas and stuff. And I'd get an erection and I just kind of hold my hand over it and rest it there. I'm 100% sure other people were doing it too, or at least saw me. But at the time I thought that's kind of just what you were supposed to do when you weren't doing anything.
Definitely. The teacher was in on it too.
Yeah, he was sporting a full erection. He saw Charlie and just winked.
Keep up the good work. Again,
unlimited boners.
Thanks,
in high
Mr.
School.
Hardcock.
Unlimited boners? That sounds like a cool superpower.
It was good. It was the good days.
Now you can't have unlimited boners.
Yeah, what changed?
It's like a superpower every guy has unless he's 60.
Yeah.
I snipped
it's a lame superpower.
I open my balls and I snip the tendons that hold my willy up.
What so is wrong with you?
It was a fun modification.
Why would
project.
You even joke about that?
It was my summer project. See
it was
I
an epic prank. I got myself good.
Self vasectomy. I did it.
No,
I want to get a vasectomy.
Speaking of vasectomy, everyone go watch the movie Hard Candy starring. Who's that young girl?
Yeah. Paige.
Yeah.
Christopher Lloyd.
Emily something Paige.
Elijah fuck. Wood.
Elijah no, Wood. The girl who was like angry at
Ellen Page.
The Last of Us. Ellen Page, yeah.
Ellen Page, yeah.
Jesus, he answered you three times.
Right, Elijah okay. Wood Page. That's actually a good movie, though.
So what about Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Did you just say the N-word?
Yeah, what? You said Schwarzenegger.
I'm out of here, okay?
Oh, that was a bit much, Kai. That accent is not doing you any favors with that last
one. I'm sorry, I was talking Pacific Rim. Jaeger.
Oh.
What?
Jaeger. He's a big Attack on Titan fan.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, huge.
Chris, do you watch anime?
Oh, I know that theme song. That's his yes theme song. That's the answer.
That means yes. We've trained him well.
No, I like that song, but I don't like that anime at all.
That song is incredible.
What yeah. song is it?
Oh, the theme to Attack on Titan.
It's the intro.
Oh, is it?
For season one. And then I like this season one opening of JoJo, but I've only seen a few episodes, but I'm obsessed with that one song.
Which song?
Where it goes, JoJo! You know that one?
Well, I think it sounded like it had a band and an actual singer, but I get goes, what you're going for.
What remix did you listen
now
to?
Now this
Andrew?
Is Star Wars.
I'm a big fan.
Corn on the cob.
I've never heard that one before.
You've never heard
corn
that?
I love that one.
It's cob and then corn on the cob. You never heard that.
No.
Man, that was going around when that movie first came out, and I can't get it out of my head ever since.
That's good. I like that.
Can you do a Jar Jar Binks voice?
Do I have to?
Chris? No, not you.
Exactly.
I like how you took the front stage. I mean, if you're begging me to, Jar.
God damn it. Well, there's my ego sitting right there.
I cannot do Jar Jar. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, Andrew, I'm back to you then.
No, it's fine. If you can't do it, nobody can.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it.
If I practice it, I could, but you put me on the spot.
The problem with impressions is if you do it well, everyone's just like, oh, that was pretty good, whatever. But then if you do it wrong, it's the most cringeworthy and terrible thing on earth.
It's true, yeah. There's no point.
Unless they
want
to
hear it. Thinking? Like, how dare he?
Yeah, how dare you try? Yeah.
Very upsetting.
So anyway, Charlie, do your joke.
Oh, Lord. Oh, I see. Since he's kept up with a couple of the episodes, and by that I mean one, I can't remember if I told it in that one. Are you familiar with the magnum opus of comedy?
No, tell me.
We didn't tell, I don't think you told Swain it, so.
I couldn't remember if I did or not. It's like a fucking blur to me when it happens. Well, Chris, as a successful man, and as a man who is, he's been in the field of comedy for a long time, I'm sorry to say that I have found the holy grail of jokes, and it's a true story.
Okay.
So, this happened quite a while ago now, and I was driving down this road called I-4, it's Interstate 4, if you want to know what that stands for. I was driving down this road with my girlfriend, and it was after a long, fun, fulfilling day, just a nice little day. And as I was driving down this road, not expecting too much, I saw this sign for a restaurant, not an out-of-the-ordinary sign or anything, but this sign had some words on it, Chris, and you know what these words said? It said, Boardwalk Burgers.
Yeah.
Just a little advertisement for your old Boardwalk Burgers place. You know, wholesome family fun. Homeless people slapping some patties on the grill. A good, wholesome diner. And you know what, Chris? With my razor-sharp wit, I saw this and I said, Boardwalk Burgers. More like board burgers. Because those burgers aren't having any fun.
I love shitty jokes. Your humor will work completely on me.
He gave you a hearty laugh, but then he had to reiterate that it was shitty.
Yeah, I was
couldn't even let you have it.
My favorite jokes are terrible, terrible jokes.
Tell us one.
Charlie's emotions were all over the place then.
Yeah, it felt good for a minute, and then he took it right back down.
Tell us a shitty joke, Chris.
I didn't mean to make you feel worthless.
Yeah, really.
Still gave him more chuckles than all other guests combined.
I think the best reaction to that joke, and probably the only genuine reaction, was Ray. Ray laughed at it.
Yeah. Ray, if you listen to this, and I know you are because you keep up to date with us, I love you.
Yeah, he probably faked it because he's a nice guy, but still.
I think you're confusing laughing at the joke and laughing at you.
I'll take either one. But Chris, tell us a shitty joke.
Yeah,
Chris.
Tell us a shitty joke.
God, I don't know any. I don't know any joke.
Oh.
Do your Jar Jar Binks impression.
Are you watching the fucking movie on a fucking portable DVD player?
I'm sorry, I opened it on my phone. I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
Me, Sir Jar Jar.
He sounds sleepy.
Yeah, you did sound sleepy. I was wanting to ask you something, though. In, like, modern animation on YouTube, while it is dying, there is still some out there. Is there any that you still keep up with and think are making quality work?
Other than Emily Yukis.
let me think. Fucking... Like, I'm gonna sound like a shithead. I don't really go on YouTube that much. I don't
like... Atta boy.
I don't like YouTube. I don't like using it unless it's for background noise. And so that means I don't check out like newish kind of videos. I usually just put on stuff I know is long and will keep the room not sounding silent. That's
do you use AdBlock like a good boy?
No.
Oh. Oh.
But I mean, yeah, on certain things, just, it depends. Like if it's a YouTube channel I fucking hate that I check out of morbid curiosity, you know.
It should be the default, and then you only turn it off for people you like.
Exactly. But
that's fair.
But yeah, the thing is that I don't like using the internet that much. It's I think it makes me depressed when I do it too much. And okay. I like just trying to work and make stuff and hang with my friends and keep it at that.
Look at this guy with the life.
I try to distance myself from internet shit. It's never been good to me.
Jeez. Wow. That's getting deep.
I'm sorry. It sounds stupid and pretentious. I'm sorry. I just,
pretentious.
Yeah, it's the same. It's the same with, like, online gaming. Like, I got into Unknown Player Battlegrounds because it was me playing with my friend. But if it was me playing against everyone else, it would be fun just to kind of get immersed and be like, oh, I'm being hunted. This is scary. But at the end of the day, you're still playing with a bunch of people who, like, say really stupid, annoying shit and ruins the experience in some way or another. So I don't know.
Really?
I don't really like multiplayer games.
That is the only part that makes it, well, not the only, but the biggest part that makes the game fun. It's just running into people talking goofy shit.
Yeah, that's what I love a lot about it. It reminds me of the old Xbox Live days back when that shit was just amazing. No party chats.
It depends on the mood you're in. Like, I like having nights where you're hanging out with friends and you're like meeting like weird fucks online, and it's like, this is goofy. But usually, if I'm by myself, I'm not really into that. I want to play a game to get like immersed or whatever, and then that shit just pulls me out.
That's fair. Yes.
So, Chris, what's your favorite game of all time then?
I really like Dark Souls 1 a lot and Bloodborne.
That's a really good choice.
Very impressive.
I mean, it's also another thing where it's like, oh, I like Dark Souls 1, of course, but it's like, I've never been more pulled into a game before than that, and I really enjoyed every moment, except for maybe one level.
Let me guess, the dinosaur asses?
Yeah.
Yeah, God.
I really wish, that's one game where I would love them to give it a remaster and fix any of the problems it had, because it's, to me, it's like one of those perfect, almost perfect games, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I really like it.
I found funny that people are now crying about the Hellblade.
Yeah, Hellblade. Where, that just came out.
Where it's apparently it deletes your save game if you die too many times.
That's
all
awesome.
All, all of a sudden, all the people who love bragging about how good they are at video games and all that shit, all of a sudden, they're all whining about how this needs to be fixed and patched and this or that.
I think that's fucking awesome.
What
happens?
Is
it a bug?
No, it's not a bug. It's a feature. It actually tells you if you die too many times, your save game's gone.
It lets you know right in the beginning.
Total Biscuit. I could go on for days about what a douchebag he is, but he tweeted, why should... The good part about being a game reviewer is that I don't have to spend time on this because I have too many other games I could be playing. Well, the other part of being a game reviewer is, you stupid asshole, that this is your job. You could be playing Hellblade for 24 hours every single day. It's what time are you losing?
I mean, and if that's the gimmick of the game, then why would you play it if you knew that was the main gimmick? It's for people who enjoy that.
Remember back when games had actual fucking game overs? And when they said game over, you had to start the game over?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
When it takes
it's not like this is a brand new fucking thing.
It's for people who want to feel like they're actually being threatened by something, and it actually gets you involved in the game.
You know,
Andrew, are you telling me you don't like being put back to the last checkpoint 2 seconds ago?
I'm telling you that I was kind of indifferent with Hellblade, but now that you've told me this, I really want to play it.
Yeah, me too. Andrew, that sounds awesome.
I've got some bad news for you. I played it last night. 2.5 hour tutorial because the puzzles are so cryptic and boring.
Oh.
It's mainly puzzles. It is mainly puzzles. The combat's cool. The game looks fantastic. But my God, at least the first 2.5 hours I played was nothing but like a 14 uninterrupted minute cutscene, a lot of dialogue, and only
the
puzzles.
The cutscene's apparently too long. But, you know, you might still like it. You should maybe still if that's what you're into.
Yeah, I'd say definitely give it a try. It's very different. But my God, Andrew, the puzzles are the worst I've ever seen. It's not even that they're, like, too challenging or anything. I don't think that's the case, but they're just so boring. The puzzle consists of you having to look through, like, some type of fucking field goal post to see what's different on the other side. And you do that for a bunch of stupid little rooms.
On the plus side, it is getting very good reviews, minus the ones that... Most of the bad reviews that I've seen just mention the part of, oh, I died and I lost my save game. They need to fix this.
How many times can you die?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, you get extra lives as you play.
But apparently too many times for all the badasses who love spouting bullshit about how we're all weenies if we don't play Dark Souls.
Because the idea of that is really cool, where if you die, you have to restart. But it's like, don't make a game full of cutscenes if that's the main gimmick. That's fucking
stupid. That's exactly what I said. Yeah, the game shouldn't be focused on this huge... lore that they build up. It overloads you with lore. Like, you go to these fucking giant rock dildos and they tell you a really long story, and then you have this super duper long cutscene where you're rowing your boat.
I could see that being a plus though, if you're the kind of person who loves stories. Like, if that's what you buy for is long stories.
I will totally give them props if the lore is built on the idea of either starting over or cyclical nature of things, or like they play with the idea of deleting your save in the story. Then I'd be okay with it.
It is apparently part of the story. I'm not sure. But here's the thing. I want this game to succeed for the sole reason that it's made by Ninja Theory, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the guys who fucked up Ninja Gaiden 3.
They said that this was basically like sort of an experiment. They wanted to make an indie game that has AAA quality. So they wanted to give it all the quality and effort they could, but make it shorter so they would not have to basically play the market, right? Like, most writing these days, it's ruined by, you have to appeal to this market. It has to sell a lot. And to circumvent that, they tried to do this sort of tiny AAA game where they could do what they wanted and still have it be called a AAA game. So if this does well, I would be happy just for that reason. So other developers could take a page out of that book and maybe say, you know, this is an option too. We don't always have to make generic bullshit.
I want the game to succeed. I may not have enjoyed the 2.5 hours I've played so far, but I can definitely see the appeal. The combat is really fun, but in 2.5 hours of nothing but puzzle and dialogue and only 4 combat scenes, it's just very underwhelming.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, yeah, I like it. I like
I agree.
Moving on from Jackson's point.
I don't even know what game you're talking about.
What game? Okay,
is it a Souls game?
It's Skyrim, Jackson.
It's like
I'm a big fan then.
It's like Star Wars meets Hellblade, I guess.
Meets Legos.
Yeah, Jackson, what are you excited for? Just hit us with something from you, man. You've been very quiet today, and I miss you.
I just want to move out
of this podcast.
That's about it.
He wants to quit.
I'm sorry. So you finally told us.
I'm super tired. I haven't been sleeping well, but I have no real excitement. Like, even I'm losing excitement from the new Star Wars movie. I'm not really excited about that anymore either.
Really? Why is that?
I don't know what's happening. I don't know.
Did you see some news about it that you didn't like, or what?
No, it's just Disney. Very formulaic.
How old are you? Jackson, how old are you?
20. I'm 20.
That's just around the time you start getting sick of everything.
Yeah, he's hitting that cute little age, his second puberty. Aww.
Jackson, welcome to the best time of your life.
I came in my face last night and it hurt.
What?
Your next step is you're going to get sick of life, you're going to start getting bored of everything, and then you're eventually going to hit the point where you don't care about anything and everything's fine again.
And then, Jackson, the best part, though, is when it loops back on you and you start having those feelings about yourself.
Yeah.
No, this happened like 2 years ago. I stopped caring about shit apart from Star Wars. And then now Star Wars is gone.
Maybe it's because everything is owned by people who ruin things for you.
Yeah. Jackson, maybe it's because, and I hate to be the one to tell you this, maybe it's because the latest Star Wars things have not been good.
I enjoyed the latest Star Wars things, though.
That's the problem.
Yeah, because the rest was so good.
Makes no sense.
Look, okay, name all the good Star Wars movies.
He's Wikipedia-ing every Star Wars movie right now.
So, no, the actual good ones, not the funny haha, this is shitty ones.
What the fuck are you talking about? What is left?
Yeah, well, no,
Star Wars is still one of those franchises where I think, like, it's one big troll community and I'm not getting it. Like, does everyone love this ironically?
No, dude, the first trilogy is fucking amazing.
See, the thing is, I think 4 and 5 are good and I hate 6. I think it's stinky.
Yeah, 6 has a lot of bad decisions.
And then 1, 2, and 3 are stinky. And then Rogue One was stinky. And Force Awakens stinky.
Okay,
if you think about all these movies in this series that are stinky, it's the vast majority. There's like 2 actually good ones in there, and the rest are whatever.
That's what I always think. If you look at the
You're
numbers,
making me feel so much better about it.
It's objectively ass. That's what I always,
Chris.
I get angry at for people like who they mourn fucking
it is
Chester.
It's objectively ass, you piece of shit.
Yes, it is objectively ass.
Again, we did it.
It's a Christmas miracle.
Oh, Star Wars
people,
Christmas special stinky.
People defend The Force Awakens and fuck off. It's not good.
Chris,
it's fucking nothing.
I had to fucking vehemently accost my argument that Rogue One is a boring movie to my friends after we saw it, because all 3 of them were like, oh, it was good, I liked it. And I'm like, if you take Star Wars out of it, it was one of the most nonsensical bullshit movies.
I can't remember anyone's name from that
exactly.
movie.
Exactly. No, why did Darth Vader even show up? Because a cameo? Oh, what if you never saw a Star Wars movie? It's Big Scary Man in Black for no reason who does nothing the rest of the film.
Yeah.
You know what the most offensive part to me was about The Force Awakens is that they chose Kylo Ren's voice specifically because that's the kind of voice you get in the China, like from toy producers.
What,
you can
really?
Put in little toys and plush toys and shit.
He sounded really like... Oh,
he sounded like a shitty walkie-talkie in an 80s toy. That's what it sounds like, and that's what I assume they were going for, is cutting production costs and whatever Japanese sweatshop they were planning on using at fucking Foxconn to sell their bullshit Force Awakens gear to Jackson.
I was also very disappointed with the soundtrack in The Force Awakens, because the prequels had really good music, and then The Force Awakens has the weakest soundtrack out of any Star Wars movie I've ever seen.
I can't remember any of the songs from Force Awakens, and that just
exactly.
made me sad.
I like how this whole discussion was trying to cheer Jackson up about Star Wars, and it came nothing but shitting on it.
Well, maybe it's time to move on to some bigger, better things.
Yeah, like Star Trek. Jackson, if it makes you feel any better, they're ruining Blade Runner soon.
Yeah,
oh my god. Okay, so here's my beef with this shit. I've been watching old action movies again. Whatever happened to having cool main characters like Rambo and Rocky, where the main character looks like a tough guy and he's super ripped?
That was
and
the
now these days you
now.
have
That was
you
the
have
80s.
Blade Runner with Ryan Gosling, whose face looks all smushed and fucked up, like someone just was messing around with silly putty. Whatever happens.
As a man who would give Ryan Gosling a kiss, I think his biggest problem is he's not acting. Like all the trailer footage I've seen,
his biggest problem is that
anything.
He looks like a Hellbender's character. Chris, did you make
nice
Ryan Gosling?
Drop.
Yeah, I like that.
Damn. He looks like let me look this up. Like a Dragon Ball P character.
I'm out of here, baby.
Again, he really does. I'm not doing that as a joke to name drop. Like he legitimately does. Why would you think he would make a cool action hero? What is wrong with you? Like in the original Blade Runner, you have
Harrison
what's his
Ford.
Face? What's that guy's name?
Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford.
Yeah, and he plays a tough guy, a badass, Kane. Right?
Not well. And, kind
well,
of.
I mean he's not like a
he's
little
a
ninny
detective.
With a goofy
he's,
face.
He's cool. He's not really a badass, but he's definitely cool.
Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah, he's
and
cool.
He has a face to go with it. You don't look at his face and go, well, whatever, dork. But Ryan Gosling, for God's sake, come on.
Yeah,
I wish I looked like Ryan Gosling. I
do
know
too.
What the fuck
actually,
you're
I think
about
he's
that.
Very handsome.
No, Charlie, you're much better looking than Ryan Gosling. Ryan Gosling.
That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
I would sooner kiss Ryan Gosling than Charlie. Being real,
a goofy smile, and I can tell you, most of the girls I've ever talked to in my life, they also think he looks goofy, and they don't know what the fuck the fuss is about.
Is there just different beauty standards in Europe?
It's pretty much the same. They all still fawn over people like whatever the guy's name was, Magic Mike.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Nah, you're right.
Yeah, sure, him.
Maybe.
Is that Channing Tatum? Isn't that his name?
Channing Tatum, yeah.
Channing Tatum, yeah.
Yeah. So what if Channing Tatum play Harry Potter in the new movie?
Oh, that would be badass. Give him two boxing gloves, too, and hell yeah.
All right, what if we remade the entire Harry Potter franchise, but we replaced every single character, including, like, Hermione and all that shit, with just big Hollywood tough guys?
it's just Rocky, but Harry Potter, hell
I
yeah.
I mean, this is exactly what Expendables tried to be.
Except well, they have wizards I mean, and magic.
Oh, it's true.
Yeah, but...
The Expendables could have been good. They just didn't take it seriously.
Yeah,
they
made it PG-13, when if they made it R, it could have been so badass.
First one was R.
First one was R. Oh, maybe I only saw
the
second
first
one.
The first one wasn't bad. I liked the first one, but then they had to go overboard with the stuff again, which, I don't know, it wasn't that much fun. But all of those guys who... Every single actor in those movies, they still individually have great movies. Sylvester Stallone, Rocky, still holds up to me.
Speaking of which, Jason Statham, may you rest in peace with your career. I feel bad for him.
He's gearing up for a comeback.
I hope he is, because I think he's great as a tough guy. I think he's extremely intimidating. But after
the
Transporter and Crank, he kind of fell into really not popular movies.
Do you mean? He was in Fast and Furious.
Not as the lead.
But before that, Charlie, for 5 years, he's done nothing but the same role in 20 different movies. As someone called him and said, hey... We need a role. You're going to play Jason Statham. Are you in Jason Statham? He said, yeah, I'll play Jason Statham.
Yeah, also, Charlie, he wasn't the lead. I'm talking about like Jason Statham as the main action hero dude.
He was the main villain.
That's good enough, I guess.
I'd be very
enough,
proud of myself for that.
It's no Transporter.
What I'm trying to say is, everyone out there, please watch Crank 1 and 2. They are two of my favorite movies ever made, and they're fucking amazing.
Or any Hollywood actors out there, Kai has already said I'm better looking than Ryan Gosling. You can cast me for the heartthrob roles if you'd like.
Anyone is. I mean, I don't want to backhand my compliment to ruin it, but...
you don't own me.
Come on.
All right, Jackson, to actually lift your spirits and cheer you up, you're given full creative control. George Lucas drives his Lamborghini through your window. And says, listen, I bought Star Wars back.
This.
I bought Star Wars back from Marvel or whoever the fuck owns it.
Disney. It's Marvel.
And I want you to make a film based on it. You have full creative control. And I know I asked earlier about it, but my question is, what do you think is the one key element? Because let's say George Lucas is getting kidnapped in like 5 minutes, so you only have time to pitch him one idea. What is the one thing you need to see in another Star Wars movie to make it actually super good?
You see, but that doesn't make me feel happy creating the Star Wars movie. I want to watch it. I like the...
But I'm giving you full creative control.
Okay, but now I want to know just the answer. What do you answer?
Make Kai happy.
I don't even know.
You're not getting spoiled, and you're not in the creative process. They just go, Jackson, we want your input. What's the one thing you want to see? We're doing an audience survey. And you're guaranteed to have it in the movie.
That's a really hard question.
Please take your time. You're editing this.
Fuck you, Andrew. I want to get to sleep. This is a load of like, I don't even know what's in Star Wars now. You've blanked me on my favorite universe, you cunt.
The answer is so easy.
What is the answer,
what
Chris?
Is the answer?
George Lucas's head is a planet, and he's eating all the other planets.
So they have, gold.
They have to fly inside of his head and go into his thoughts and memories and kill them all.
That's the coolest fucking idea for a movie I've ever heard in my life.
It's like Star Wars meets Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Imagine they're flying through space and he sees the craft. He's like, oh, hey, everybody, thanks for visiting.
Oh, look at that little ship.
And then they fly in his...
I'm going to CGI it into my mouth. Here's my big digital teeth.
See, if they fly into his brain, they'll see all of the Star Wars ideas that were rejected and approved. Oh, so it would be the ultimate Star
like
Wars.
Like Darth Insanius.
Darth Insanius lives again.
Darth Insanius is the correct answer, Jackson.
Yeah, I want a whole movie based around Darth Insanius.
Darth Insanius.
And the whole movie... The whole
How did
movie
he go Insanius?
The whole movie is them trying to escape the maze of his head. And he's like,
I'll never let you escape.
You thought you could get past me, but look, it's a wall of CGI characters.
Yeah, it's perfect, okay.
I would absolutely watch that film. I'd pay twice to watch it. Holy fuck.
He's way better than the Death Star.
George Lucas, if you're listening to the podcast, please make a movie about your CGI head eating spaceships.
CGI head.
God damn it. Can we end this?
I can't understand you, Andrew.
I don't know what we've been going for an hour and 40 minutes. We should probably wrap it up.
Yeah, we should wrap it up. Yeah. Oh my
that's
God.
That's a good ending.
I'm a fan of that idea.
All right.
I'm going to be getting a hoot out of this for a while.
Thanks for watching, everyone. And big thanks to Chris for coming on here. If there's anything you want to plug or
thank
anything
you,
that you haven't shouted out, you're more than welcome to now.
Oh, thank you. I'm very honored to be on this lovely podcast. And if you guys want to see anything from me, go to my Oni Plays channel or follow me on Twitter, OniNG. Thank you.
I'm going to do
not
that
rarefied,
right now.
Not rarefied, though.
I'm going to follow you boys, too.
Oh! Look at
him.
Oh,
my God!
What a nice man.
We can send each other DMs now.
Yay.
Oh, my God!
We can talk about Star Wars Episode 8 when
it comes
out.
You and me can talk about how dumb the music industry is.
To be polite, Oni might be my first Twitter follow now.
Oh, baby.
Oh, that's so cute.
Break the seal.
Oh, you popped this cherry, man.
Ooh. I'm going to block you.
But now if I try to get verified, they're going to be like, oh, he knows Oni. Fuck this guy.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh,
All right. See you next week, everyone.
Bye,
thanks
everybody.
For listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Oh, well, my audio stopped recording an hour ago.